Teacher Dave Owens is interested in offering a more introductory course in the high school shop called Shop Light. It would introduce students to basic automotive maintenance, computer design, metal, and woodworking. The aim would be to make the shop building a little less intimidating for students. Principal Rick Dormer explained the thinking behind that new offering.
Pretty much we don't have enough girls in the shop, if I can just say it. You know, it's kind of a boy-heavy class area, I guess, and we don't have enough girls in there, and you could say vice versa with kind of a home ec, getting more boys, and voc ed funds require you to try to balance that as you should. You know, you want it open to everybody. And
Shop Light could take advantage of new computer technology that's already in use at the high school shop and open up possibilities for things like creating metal artwork from recycled materials. Board member Megan Litster liked the idea of pairing shop and art together.
You kind of see in pop culture right now, there's a lot more women wanting to make their own stuff instead of having to have someone else do it. Get creative, you design it, and they'll make it. So, cool.
The board approved that new course 5-0. However, board members wanted to wait a month before giving their okay on another new offering. High school social studies teacher Jim Engel is interested in teaching a one-semester history elective on the Vietnam War. It's a topic he's covered as just one part of other past classes. He told the board he was looking at using a textbook called The Tragedy of Vietnam, written by Purdue professor Patrick Herndon. Board member Mara Lutomsky wondered about the direction of the course.
I took a Vietnam War literature class in college, and it was reading Vietnam or literature about Vietnam is very graphic. And, you know, that professor also brought in movies that were based upon the Vietnam War, etc. So I'm just wondering, like, where is he going? Is he just doing basic facts? Or will there be elements of, like, personal accounts, how they felt afterwards, what was the impact on them when they returned to the United States, etc.? Like, you know, where are they going with, this class?
Principal Dormer thought the syllabus looked pretty fact-based, and he did not think the graphic movies from the conflict would be shown. Engel and past students have interviewed many of Petersburg's war veterans over the years, and they've even created a documentary on one local and his experiences aboard a naval destroyer in World War II. Board President Sarah Holmgren thought the teacher would be fair to those who fought for the country.
I guess I feel pretty confident with Mr. Engel's ability to keep it factually based and non-politically driven. Just because of his having my own child go through his classes years, several years ago, and they did discuss it. It just didn't get to be a whole class, and very supportive of our local vets and their experiences without becoming overly graphic for the age group in which he was teaching. So I can't imagine he's changed his vein of teaching that dramatically from when Amanda was in high school. So
other board members wanted to look at the textbook before giving their approval. They voted 5-0 to table that decision until next month. If they do approve, both new courses could be available for students starting next year. Also Tuesday, the board approved a new social studies curriculum for the district. That's essentially a plan for the subjects and teaching materials used from grade to grade. A district committee of teachers and administrators reviews and updates curriculum for subjects on a rotating schedule. Teacher Ginger Evans explained that the committee tried to line up the subject matter to national standards from kindergarten through grade 12.
And it was great working this year with the elementary staff, and we lined it all up to really visually see where we had to make some adjustments because we were overlapping curriculum quite a bit in some areas. And so we think we have a really nice scope and sequence, K-12.
The board voted 5-0 to approve the social studies curriculum. Next year, the district will be updating its science teachings. In other decisions Tuesday, the board approved a new 3-year contract for district support personnel. That's pending approval by those employees. The board also okayed a 3% signing incentive to be paid to those employees. That's the same signing incentive paid to teachers and other workers in the school district this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.